You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning as we start a brand new week? First full week for me in the month of May. Well, in actual fact, it won't be because May ends, Wednesday. Anyway, great to be with you this morning. It is Monday. It is the 29th of May, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Interesting birthday today to get the ball rolling. It's obviously a step in the right direction for this guy, John H. Ballsey, born in 1823. An American master carpenter and an inventor, inventing a practical folding wooden stepladder. And guess what? He received the first U.S. patent issued for a safety stepladder.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Trust that day.
Ba-da, ba-da-da.
Monday, Monday.
Mamas and Papas from 1966. Remember when that was released. Remember it well. 17-year-old kid just loved it as well. Take that. Telling us it's a new day.
Shouting your name, I was begging you not to go. Yesterday's news is yesterday's news. Yesterday's blues is just a shady caller. Call me naive, but we're building for tomorrow. So we can finish up what we started. Wake up, it's a brand new day. Everybody's gotta sing the story.
I'll tell you what, if you see it every morning, it's a good sign, I can tell you that. Take that, the title track off of the album, New Day. And that, by the way, wasn't released as a single, strangely enough. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way, well, we're just past 9 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. And what have we got for you today? It is Monday, it's a Music Monday, as we like to do at the beginning of the week. So it's you, me, Yasmin's here. We're going to be checking in with Ingrid. Look at some of the international news, 7:30. Some of the local news at 8 and 9 o'clock as well. So they are all happening. As I said, great music going right through till 10 this morning. We'll be right back. that's the Stray Cats and Rock This Town. And that's, by the way, Stray Cats, American, it comes from a rockabilly band formed back in 1979. That was by a guitarist and vocalist, a guy called Brian Setzer. Double bassist, that was lead rocker and drummer Slim Jim Phantom, a great name. This was in the Long Island town of Massapequa. In New York, and the group had numerous hit singles in the UK, Australia, Canada and the US, including the Stray Cat Struct, She's 17, or She's Sexy, Plus 17, Look at That Cadillac, I Won't Stand in Your Way, Bringing It Back Again, and of course, the one we just played, Rock This Town. And which the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, by the way, has listed as one of the songs that shaped rock and roll. Well, time on The Breakfast Show. We're just about a minute away from shower time this morning, so we'll get you on your way a little bit earlier today, shall we? Why not? Or spend an extra minute in there. What have we got for you in the shower? I tell you what, Fresh. Why not? From Cool and the Gang. Good morning, Renee. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to Ashley. I see he's dropped a little note.
I really want
KC and the Sunshine Band, and fresh. See, so fresh. So she should be after a shower. There we go. Out you get. Come on. And on your way through, it is you're going this morning. Breakfast show time. We are 18 and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, if you're keeping an eye on the time. That was released. That was a single back in 1984 for the album called Emergency by Call and the Gang. Peaked at number 9 on the US charts, the Hot 100 chart, number 11 in the UK chart. It also reached number 1 on both the US R&B chart and the US dance chart as well. You like a bit of bopping? This is the Heavy, fighting for the same thing.
It's better than coffee.
My kind of lover, want a little bit of fear.
There we go. Freddie Mercury was the second of those two, and Your Kind of Lover. And as I said, The Heavy and Fighting for the Same Thing was the first of those two. 26 minutes right now after the hour, 7 o'clock, and, you know, bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the international news. And as we make our way at 8 o'clock, we'll look at some of the people that have dropped us a little note this morning and asked us to play some music for us. We can do that. We can do anything, really, can't we? Well, most of the time, get away with it. Great music, though. Baboon Rising, Clearwater Revival. Yes, Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR, and Bad Moon Rising. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. We're just making our way up to 29 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Take a look at some of the items in the international news this morning, starting off over there in Ukraine. Explosions rang out across Kiev on Monday as Russia launched its 16th air attack on the Ukrainian capital this month, hours after unleashing dozens of missiles and drones overnight. Panicked residents, some of whom initially ignored the air raid siren, as they ate breakfast in cafes, rushed for cover when the sky filled with smoke trails and blast clouds. All the Russian missiles were shot down, but one person in the central Podil district was taken to hospital. Authorities said no major damage was reported. Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said that explosions sounded in the capital's central districts and emergency services were dispatched. Japan put its ballistic missile defenses on alert on Monday, vowing to shoot down any projectile that threatened its territory after North Korea notified it of a satellite launch between the 31st of May and the 11th of June. The nuclear-armed North says that it has completed its first military spy satellite, and leader Kim Jong-un has approved final preparations for the launch. It would be the North's latest step in a series of missile launches and weapons tests in recent months, including a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. The debt ceiling deal that U.S. President Joe Biden and House Republican Kevin McCarthy agreed over the weekend adds new conditions to food aid that will impact one segment of the U.S. population specifically. Gen Xers, they say here, with no dependents. Now, the deal targets the recipients of the Supplementary Nutrition Program, or known as SNAP, between the ages of 50 and 54, adding new requirements that they work 20 hours a week to receive the aid. Previously, work requirements received at SNAP ended at the age of 50. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has signed one of the world's harshest anti-LGBTQ laws, including the death penalty for aggravated homosexuality, in defiance of Western condemnations and potential sanctions from aid donors. Same-sex relations were already illegal in Uganda, as they are in more than 30 African countries, but the new law further targets lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and queer people. It imposes capital punishment for some behaviour, including having gay sex when HIV positive, and stipulates a 20-year sentence for promoting homosexuality. The Ugandan president has today legalized state-sponsored homophobia and transphobia, said Claire Bayarungaba, a Ugandan rights activist. It's a very dark and sad day for the LGBTQ community, our allies, and all of Uganda. United States Senator Lindsey Graham disputed Russian criticism of his support for Ukraine on Sunday, saying that he had simply praised the spirit of Ukrainians in resisting a Russian invasion with assistance provided by Washington. Graham, shown in a video clip of his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev on Friday, acknowledged his host's praise for military assistance valued at around about $38 billion since the outset of the conflict in February of 2022. He described the help as the best money we've ever spent. Well, after Russia criticized the remarks, Ukraine released a full video of the meeting which showed the two remarks were not linked. Russia's investigative committee said on Sunday that it was opening a criminal probe into Graham's comments. It did not specify what crime he was suspected of. A biker was charged with murder after a shootout between rival motorbike gangs at the motorcycle rally in Red River in northern New Mexico on Saturday, in which three gang members were killed and five wounded, said police. Members of the Bandidos and Water Dogs groups traded gunfire around 5 p.m. on the packed main street of the mountain resort town, 75 miles northeast of state capital Santa Fe, State Police Chief Tim Johnson said on Sunday. It was just gang banger on gang banger, Johnson told a press conference in Red River, adding that no bystanders were injured. Well, that's all right then, isn't it? Chinese Commerce Minister Wang Wentao urged Japan to halt semiconductor export controls, calling it a wrongdoing that seriously violated international economic and trade rules, a statement from his ministry said on Monday. China's latest condemnation of the export restrictions was made during Wang's talks with Japanese Trade Minister Yasutoshi Nishimura on May the 26th at the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference in Detroit. The United States won't tolerate China's effective ban on purchases of Micron Technology memory chips and is working closely with the allies to address such economic coercion. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said on Saturday, these target a single U.S. company without any basis in fact, and we see it as plain and simple economic coercion, and we won't tolerate it, nor do we think it will be successful. Looking at some of the stocks, don't forget, by the way, the European and U.S. markets, or the U.K. and the U.S. markets are closed today for holidays. European stock indices slipped slightly on Monday, lacking momentum in thin trade, while optimism about the US having reached a debt ceiling limit over the weekend kept Wall Street futures positive. Asian stocks mostly rose, from Tokyo's Nikkei surging to a new 33-year high, but Chinese stocks fell after data showing profits slumping at China's industrial firms was the latest sign of an economic slowdown there. At 9:49 GMT, the MSCI World Equity Index was up 0.1%. European stock indices initially opened higher, then faltered. Europe's stocks 600 was flat on the day. The Wall Street futures rose, with S&P 500 E-minis up 0.3% and Nasdaq E-minis up 0.4%. US and UK markets, of course, closed, as I said, on Monday for public holidays. Oil prices were steady on Monday after U.S. Leaders reached a tentative debt ceiling deal, possibly averting a default in the world's largest economy and oil consumer. But concerns about future interest rate hikes capped gains. Brent crude futures, that slipped 20 cents, 4.2%, to $76.75 a barrel. That was by 10:55 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was at $72.58 a barrel. That was down 9 cents, 4.1%. And that's it. There we go. That's a look at some of the items in the international news and a little bit of the world business there as well. Time on The Breakfast Show. 21 and a half minutes before 8.
Where would I be without you in my life? Everything
Junior Walker on the All Stars there, and How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Well, is it settling down now? We've got a full week this week. Got back on air last Thursday, and on Friday now we've got to do a full week. No holidays here. The thing is, did you miss me while I was gone?
Since you've been away, I've been down and lonely. Since you've been away, I've been thinking of you. Trying to understand the reason you left me. What were you going?
Missing You from Diana Ross, 15 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of those requests for this morning, shall we? Starting off over there in Athens in Greece with Renee. Good morning and happy Monday. We hope you all had a nice weekend. Fun fact, while Greece does not have Amazon delivery service, Germany does. And it is surprisingly inexpensive when it comes to shipping. Fast delivery as well, 4 to 5 days after the order is placed, and they deliver to our front door. How about that then? Says Rick's birthday is next week, so it's been Amazon to the rescue. He loves to read, and books in English are hard to find here. And you asked if I could play. I'll tell you what, we won't mention that just in case he's listening. We'd hate him not to have a surprise, wouldn't we? Anyway, lovely to hear from you, Renee. Renee and Rick over there in Athens, Greece. You asked if we could play a piece from Heart. It's called Barracuda.
Thank you. barracuda.
Go Barracuda from Heart for Renee and Rick this morning over there in Athens in Greece. Let's have a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you, Felipe. It was good to hear from you. I said good morning, Jerry. Best week ever for you and the team and the audience. By the way, before I went off on vacation, Felipe sent me a picture of him standing in front of the Mozart statue in Vienna. And I just sent him one back of me doing a selfie in front of the same statue. You can't go to Vienna without seeing it, can you? Anyway, you asked Felipe if we could play. It says here, it says, on my behalf, could you please dedicate to Mr. Putin, Zombie from the Cranberries? Brenda, there we go, yes. Especially for Mr. Putin this morning from Felipe. Did you know he actually listens to the FGS? Thank you very much for that one, Felipe. And also, good morning, very good morning to Maria over there in South London, Maria Dixon. And also to hubby Paul, good morning to you guys. And I hope everything is fine. Day off today, nice to relax and rest. And we've got one more. We've got, after the news, by the way, we've got two in a row coming up from Ashley. He asked us to play for him this morning. Two from the Gap Band, we're going to be doing that. But take us up to the top of the hour. This is the Dumbwells. Called She Whispers.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
ago, the Thompson Twins, and Lay Your Hands on Me. Right, I mentioned before we went to the news, got a request for two in a row here. Comes from Ashley. Ashley dropped us a little line this morning. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Just returned last week from Indiana. Was attending my son's graduation. Oh, congratulations. And celebrated my birthday on the same day as well. Oh, well, happy birthday too. There's no end to the excitement for you, is there, Ashley? Well, driving to Chicago, he played some great tunes. So our time music is in safe hands. Oh, that's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? You asked if we could play two in a row. We gave you two tracks anyway, so I'm going to play them. They're both from the Gap Band, starting off with this one.
Okay.
Jerry D.
There we go, two in the row from the Gap Band there for Ashley this morning. Started off with Early in the Morning. And this one for him, Burn Rubber on Me. I never understood that. You know, what's these motoring programs on Discovery Turbo? Then why the Americans got this obsession with ruining their tyres, just burning them off? I mean, they're not cheap, you know. Anyway, there we go. Big thanks to Ashley for that. Right, time on the breakfast show. I think we'll do this, see if we can find our friend Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Monday, and boy, did we have a weekend of rain. I hope some of that rain hits you guys up there in Panama City, because out here in El Valle, it came down like Moses was saying. We gonna part the oceans, part the water. The ark was gonna get filled up. It just came down and down and down. If we didn't have any rain before, boy, I think it tried to make up for it last night. It came down pretty hard. We didn't lose electricity, which is pretty good. That is very nice. But we did lose a couple of things in the yard because of the rain. Yeah, one of the tarps fell down on top of the car, so that kind of means I gotta buy an actual carport. Yep, that's one of the things I have to do. But yeah, it's looking beautiful this morning. Green, green, green. Can't ask for more green. And water everywhere. Pools of water everywhere. And I think my guanabana tree has thrown off some baby seeds, so maybe I'll get some more guanabanas this year. I got one right now sitting on the counter that the cook is going to cut up, and we're going to enjoy in many different ways. Oh, one of the best ways to enjoy, bump it into things, guanabana, is to make it in a smoothie. Yep. Hey, Chelsea. Sorry, I've been knocking things over. Hi, cook. How you doing? Want to say hi to Jerry?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Hey, yeah, there you go. That cook is saying hello, hello, hello. So it's been a rainy day yesterday. Lots of stuff just went poo. I'm going to be green, and I'm going to blind you with my shiny green. And it's beautiful. Everything is going to get need trimmed back when the gardener comes, that's for sure. And the grass on the side of the house where we had it transplanted is looking like a field of beauty now. It's just enormously green. You can't go wrong now when you got green stuff. And our fence line where we have all these beautiful purple flowers, they look like they sprouted overnight, a whole bunch of flowers. A bunch of golden daffodils. No, what is this poem? A host of golden daffodils. As Wadsworth or I can't remember which one that was. Anyways, you guys have a wonderful Monday, and back to you in the studio.
Hi, we're your weather girls.
Uh-huh.
And have we got news for you.
You better listen.
Half past 10 for the first time in history.
go. That's for Ingrid and the cook this morning. Good morning, cook. The weather girl's there and it's raining men. Right, now I mentioned earlier on, I had a little note here from Maria. Maria Dixon over there in South London, wife of Paul Dixon. Good morning again to you, Maria. Dropped me a little note. She said, good morning, Jerry. I trust you all well. Yes, thank you. We're doing great. Says that just to tell you that Paul had one eye cataract operation. Ooh. It's better than doing them both at the same time, trust me. And he's doing very well. I'd like to dedicate him a song, but no idea which one to do. Perhaps Take It Easy. he wants to do so much instead of Take It Easy, but I tell you what. It won't be long because he'll be running around the house and shouting out,
I can see clearly now.
There we go. Get going there, Paul. All right, take it easy. Let it get fixed. There is, of course, Jimmy Cliff and his version of I Can See Clearly Now. Won't be long. I got a funny feeling. My right eye is, you don't really notice it sort of creeping up on you, but my right eye is getting a little bit fuzzy. You never know. I might be joining you soon. Anyway, wishing you all the very best, Maria and Paul over there in South London. Now, Mary Lou, good morning to you. And she said, oh, that was a perfect song. Thank you. she's wishing everybody a great week and a good and great start to the week, she says. For everybody, can you please play Brothers in Arms from Dire Straits?
No longer burn to be brothers in arms. through these fields of destruction. Baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged high. And though it hurt me so bad, in the fear and the alarm,
Mary Lou. This morning, that is Dire Straits and Brothers in Arms. And I was just saying to Yasmin, I was watching a very interesting interview the other day. It was on the BBC. It was a tribute to Tina Turner. And because Sir Mark Knopfler knew her very well, and he was chatting about what he knew about her. But I have to be honest, I did not realise until that interview that Mark Knopfler wrote this.
Have a husband and some children.
same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their name. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do.
Song, and Mark Knopfler was saying when he actually sort of first wrote that, it was a slow and sultry song. But Tina Turner got a hand on it, he just killed it. Tina Turner and Private Dancer. And I tell you, I just got a very, very nice message in from Mary Lou. Very heartwarming. Thank you so much, Mary Lou. She says, you know, I feel that everyone that listens to your show around the world is like a one big family. We all care for each other, even though we don't know each other. Congratulate Ashley for the graduation of your son. And Paul, do not worry. You will be good and happy in a few weeks. You will be seeing really well. Well, we hope so. So thank you so much, Mary Lou, for that. I got a song for you.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest gift would be for me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
There we go, goes to Mary Lou. In fact, it goes out to each and every one of you that listen to us here on The Breakfast Show. We are a family, aren't we? Of course we are. All look after each other. Just make our way to 11 minutes before 9. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we got it for you. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
When it's over, that's the time I fall in love. Time you're in my heart again. And when you go, 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 I know it never ends, never ends. All the things that I used to say, all the words that got in the way, all the things that I used to know have gone out the window. All the things that she used to bring, all the songs that she used to sing, TV shows have gone out the window.
Missing you, I never knew how much you loved me. I'm missing you, I never knew how much you meant to me. I need you. And when you go, shows have gone out the window.
You never said you were pretending. I'm wishing you. You feel the same and just come back to me. I need you.
The best
radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play this.
When you are ready, I will surrender. Take me and do as you will. Have what you want, your way's always the best way. Oh, I have succumbed to this faster sensation, peacefully falling away. I am a zombie. You'll command me. Now that I fall to my knees. Bring
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on this Monday morning. Keep an eye on the time, 11 and a half minutes right now. That is after the hour of 9 o'clock. Now, a little bit of advice for you. Now, it's all to do with your printer. We take them for granted, don't we? But did you know that a printer usually lasts only 3 to 4 years? But when you use poor quality supplies, its lifespan can decrease to just 1 or 2 years. Now, don't fall for the low price trap and use original ink and toner. Get in touch with DataServe to schedule an assessment of your printer and your supply needs. Get your supplies periodically delivered to you and much more. All you got to do is contact DataServe on their Instagram, which is easy, at DataServe Panama, and schedule your appointment. All right, so just remember that. You know, generic surprise supplies, if you go and cheating, do the cheating ones, they yield less than the original ones and usually carry environmental consequences as well. So be good. Get in touch with DataServe at DataServe. Right, that's made the time to 12 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And if you just finished your night shift, this is for you. Comes from the Commodores.
Sing a song.
Commodores and Night Shift. Still to come up, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin. I tell you what, we've got a couple of Born on This Day in Music as well. But in the meantime, if you've not been with us since this morning, first thing, and you missed our little look at some of the international news at 7:30, here is a here's a quick summary. Peter Davis and End of the World just about sums it up, really. Might as well all go back to bed.
We decided we would try. You had another little puppy.
I tell you what, you get plenty on this program. That's the Kaiser Chiefs singing about golden oldies. And talking about golden oldies, well, not really, I'm the golden oldie. Good morning, yes.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday. It's been a nice morning this morning. Mm-hmm. Just relaxing, sitting here. And yeah. We've got a busy morning tomorrow, though, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
We've got guests coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Important guests.
Important. They're all important.
Yes.
All our listeners are important, too.
Exactly.
Both of them. No, we've got no, and you can tell this morning we got a few.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's always nice, isn't it? That was a nice little message from Mary Lou earlier on.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks,
Eleanor.
Sweet. And Ashley said thank you, Mary Lou, as well.
Oh.
So, anyway, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. We went to...
see the tap dance thingy.
Yes, and that was very, very nice. It's different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They mix contemporary dance with tap and music. Mm-hmm. It was live music. I love the band.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yeah. So it was very good. Just maybe the next time they can do it in a bigger theater, you know?
Yeah.
Bigger theater mm-hmm. with very nice lighting and things like that. I really think it's going to be a very good event.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
Excellent.
A
oh, good.
Big event. Mm-hmm.
So have you tried tap dancing yet then?
Well, I really enjoyed it and I was thinking about joining them, but, you know.
Why
I don't
not?
Know. Well, I don't know. I have to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
The hours, the courses,
mm-hmm.
the prices
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was very nice. You know, at the end, the little kids also joined them.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Dancing on the stage. And it was awesome. Yeah.
mm-hmm. Oh, it's nice to hear these things are still going.
Yeah.
You know, not disappearing into... Into infinity.
Exactly. Mm. And takes a lot to Patat Cup. What was it, the name? Patat.
What?
For the invitation, for the tickets.
Oh, well, you're right.
Mm-hmm. 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 And also Pedro Mandinga were there. People.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, goody, goody. Did you have some rum?
No, just one beer from...
Oh, it was beer.
What is the name of the beer? They also have the beer, La Rana Dorada.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
They've got. I'm trying to just trying to think of the name. It was when we went to that event where they had the old cars. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I got a beer from Rana Dorada. They were there,
mm-hmm.
and it's really nice. It's like a sort of fruit juice type thing with beer,
yeah.
And it was very refreshing. Really nice. Mm. But they only sell it. In their bars,
mm-hmm.
you don't see it in the supermarkets or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very very refreshing, very nice. It was on the tin there's a guy on a bicycle.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And it's got a simple name, but obviously so simple I can't remember it. But that's no surprise, is it?
Oh yeah.
who are you anyway? Story of my life.
Yeah.
So anything else exciting over the weekend?
Just that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did Ian do with himself? Practicing, studying?
Yeah, he was practicing volleyball and studying because today they already started the official text.
Okay.
Finishing this course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Wish him good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm. Don't envy him.
No,
we want to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. And what have you got? Anything on today? Is it just a quiet Monday for you doing the washing?
No, today is working. Just work. No events.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with you? No events.
Tomorrow we have a special event, and we are going.
Yes, we do.
Christina.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I've got a lunch tomorrow, which is rather nice. Then we've got an event tomorrow night, same big one,
mm-hmm.
with being invited by the Israeli embassy,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. Very mm-hmm. nice of them, isn't it?
Yes.
Nice when we get invited to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be invited anywhere, really. And we're talking about what you're doing. I was just sort of saying to you that, you know, one of the things I'm looking at, I've got a new kit for recording.
No.
And thinking of doing a sort of segment where, you know, sort of like Coffee with Jerry.
Oh, yes.
Where I go up and meet with somebody and we go and sit down, have a cup of coffee and a sandwich or something, and we chat. We chat about what they do, their business, and perhaps if they a couple of tracks of music they might like. And we could put that in perhaps once a week or once every other week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be good fun.
Exactly, yeah.
It's something we could also actually do a video of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I'm not sort of plugging anybody, but I mentioned to you earlier on a restaurant I used to go to a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't been, and Christina suggested going yesterday. It's where there was a restaurant in Cai, Uruguay,
mm-hmm.
Don Blas,
uh-huh.
which was very similar to, I think, from the Manolo that used to be mm-hmm. up there by the big hotel that's
yeah.
now gone to hell. It's just been left there, the poor thing. You know, it's going to have to be knocked down, I think, and rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very much on that sort of lines. But then they obviously closed, and they've been taken over by this company. Was it Tosco?
Tosto.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And it was very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Really nicely done out. Beautifully decorated.
Mm-hmm.
And very relaxing. It's, and they got a private room, so I might even sneak in there and do it. You
mm-hmm.
never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so it's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
But we want some new projects, really, don't we?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And just we'll take some interesting people, just ordinary people that have an interesting job or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a free cup of coffee.
Oh,
isn't that nice? no expenses spared on this program. So yeah, that's something to think about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway, have we got... yes, we do. We've got a couple born on this day in music,
mm-hmm,
haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of interesting ones this morning.
Yeah, let's talk about Sylvia Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in 1935, who had the 1973 US number 3 and UK number 14 single Pillow Talk. And as Mikey and Sylvia, the 1957 US number 11 single Love is Strange. She later became known for her work as founder and CEO of the hip-hop label Sugar Hill Records.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Pillow Talk, I remember it was quite a big thing at the time.
Okay.
Should we ever listen?
Sure.
There we go, that is Pillow Talk from Sylvia. There's a lot of ooh ah ahs going on there, isn't there? I'm sure the BBC probably banned that one. Ooh, Teddy. You've got to love it. This was the other one, Shatem. Do you remember that record? Shatem, yeah, the BBC, I think, and that one as well. I don't know if they did. I'll have to check if the BBC. It sounds like, because that was what, 19. Come on, when was that released? Yes, I've lost
1973,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the BBC probably. We were very liberal in those days, except the BBC. love it. There we go, Sylvia and Pillow Talk. Mm-hmm. And let me see now. What else we got? We got one of my favourite tracks of all time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This one, the second one.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Let's talk about Gary Brooker. He was born in 1945. English singer, songwriter, pianist, and founder and lead singer of the rock band Protocol Harum, who had in 1967 UK number one and US number five single A Whiter Shade of Pale, one of the few singles to have sold over 10 million copies, and scored the hits Homburg, Conquistador.
Hey, wouldn't it be nice to have a dollar for every one they sold?
Oh, yes.
10 million.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was an absolute classic, way ahead of its time as well. Hmm. Procol Harum, with A Shade of Pale.
Turn the wider shade of pale.
there we go, yes, The Whitest Shade of Pale from Procol Harum. And would you believe it, that was their debut single.
Mm-hmm.
The first single they released.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, it's done so well. I mean, in 1977, the song was named joint winner, along with Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, of the Best British Pop Single, 1952 to 1977. That was at the Brit Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1998... it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. In 2004, the Performing Rights Group Phonographic Performance Limited. Have to be careful how you say that first word, you know. Phonographic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's no R in there in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
They recognised it as the most played record by British Broadcasting of the past 70 years. Now, the Rolling Stone placed it 57th on the list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. In 2009, it was reported as the most played song in the last 75 years in public places in the UK.
Hmm.
How good is that?
Yeah.
Hey? And that's your first thing. You can't really follow that up, really, can you? Might as well just retire. Mind you, if you get $10 million, a dollar for each one.
Mm-hmm.
But too, should we play another one from Procol Harum?
Sure.
One that you mentioned, the last one you mentioned, Conquistador.
Conquistador, your stallion stands in need of company. Like some angel's haloed brow, you reek of purity. I see your armor-plated breast has long since lost its sheen, and in your left mouth space there are no signs which can be seen. And though I hope for something to find, I could see no place to unwind. Conquistador, a vulture sits upon your silver sheen. Your rusty scabbard now, the sand has taken seed. And though your jewel encrusted blade has not been plundered still, the sea has washed across your face and taken of its fill. Though I hope for something to find, I can see no. Pay my respect. Though I came to jeer at you, I leave now with regret. And as the gloom begins to fall, I see there is no, only your. Though you came with soul held high, you did not conquer, only die.
There we go. That's Conquistador again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's good, but it's, you know, you can't beat the other one, can you? Why just shade of pale?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there is one record from that period of time,
mm-hmm.
well, a little bit later on in the 70s, that I would put up there at the top for that period of time with Why Just Shade of Pale, but it comes from 10cc.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Not in Love.
Just a silly phase I'm going through, and just because I call you up, don't get me wrong.
That was Tim CC and I'm Not In Love. And there's a song that really was ahead of its time, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great song.
Yeah.
Right, well, I suppose I'm going to play another couple of pieces of music and you're going to go off and do whatever it is you do today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
That'll be nice, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so we've got a busy morning tomorrow. Let me see, who we got tomorrow? Yes, we got, it's a long way away. Theatre Nationale.
Oh, yeah.
I play at the Theatre Nationale.
Mm-hmm.
And David Bonnier is coming in as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the last hour tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What's he going to be talking about? Music.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Oh, music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. That's tomorrow then. I might take the day off. It's busy.
Yes. See you tomorrow.
All right, yes. Take care.
Bye.
All the best. And, I said another couple of pieces of music. Let me see. How about Love from Heart?
Thank you. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Tell you what, there we go, a bit of Northern Soul taking us out of this morning's program. It came from Shorty Long and his brother Long Shorty. Shorty Long there, and that was Baby Come Home. Say a little bit of Northern Soul. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time for me to think about going off myself and doing something else for the rest of today, Monday. Get settled in for the week. Big thanks, as always, this morning go out to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, checking in with us this morning. Things all about the head. Quite a bit of a rainstorm over the weekend. We did here in the city as well, by the way. Do you remember? About 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It really did pour down. Thunder and lightning, you name it. So big thanks to Ingrid for that, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, and also on Mondays when we got time, who was born on this day in the world of music. So big thanks to Yasmin, and of course for all the production work as well. By the way, if you want to get in touch with us, you're thinking about advertising or sponsoring the program, please do. All you've got to do is give us a WhatsApp on 677-1882. WhatsApp on 677-1822. Or you can leave a message right now on 223-5162. 223-5162. And a big thanks also go out to my co-producer, Neil Danby. Gets a lot of our background information for us on the program. And the boys and girls, a group of grand, who keep us up and running every day. So big thank you to them, especially to Isaac, who is there first thing in the morning. And always, to you, as most importantly too, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Now remember, we'll be back with you same time tomorrow. That's 7 o'clock in the morning through till 10. And whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, as we say, please, please, please do it carefully. What do we want to be doing tomorrow, 7 o'clock? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.